to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, April 2nd, and our special guest for this segment is Joy Brothers. She's Director of Lutheran Senior Services Move-In Resources and also the Hidden Gems Resale Shop. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Traipsing out in this lovely weather this morning.
It is nice, yes.
Well, tell us, what are move-in resources at Lutheran Senior Services, and then we'll talk about the Hidden Gems Resale Shop.
Okay, yeah, one leads to the other.
Uh-huh.
The Move-In Resource Department is responsible for moving all of our future residents into all of our communities. And basically what that entails is the entire process. So from the moment they're actually thinking about making a move, we want to send one of our team out to talk to people mm-hmm. so that we can find out exactly what their specific concerns are. Our whole goal is to make sure that everybody moves with as least amount of stress as possible.
Sure.
So we kind of start with getting to know them. We do a floor plan for them to make sure that all the things they want to bring are going to fit. Mm-hmm. And of course, they don't. So then we have to back up and help them decide what to do with all the things that aren't going to make it to their new home. And quite often, we can help them sell things. And sometimes there just isn't a buyer for what they have left. Mm-hmm. And I think about 2 years ago, we started actually filling the warehouses of many of our resources. And this is where the whole idea came from for the Hidden Gems Resale Store.
What a great idea.
Well, I kind of thought so, too. And it's working pretty well. We've got a long way to go. We're not quite a year old. But what we do basically is offer all of our future residents the opportunity to help them with an estate sale or a buyout company first. Uh-huh. And if those things can't be sold in some way, shape, or form, we make the recommendation the donations, rather than going to a different organization, will go to ours. And all of the funds coming into Hidden Gems are going to go into our Benevolent Care Fund, which, of course, is what takes care of all of our mm-hmm. people if and when they run out of money.
Sure. I was just thinking about the times that I've moved and the questions and the challenges and some of the headaches that come up with, you know, that come with that. And having someone to support you through that would be
right.
So helpful, especially at a time where there might be other complications, you know, the reason that you're making the decision to move.
It might
be just because you're ready to downsize, or it might be because there are other reasons pressing to make a move.
I think what happens in most cases, most of the people moving into our communities have already waited too long. Uh-huh. And one of the first things out of their mouth when you go to meet with them is, I should have done this sooner. Many of them have lived in their homes 30, 40, 50, and yesterday met with somebody 65 years. So you can only imagine uh-huh. the amount of things that they accumulate. And the overwhelming part for them is what to do about all of this. Mm-hmm. They know that there isn't any way it's going to all fit, and they know there isn't any way they can do it themselves.
Sure.
So we're there to do exactly that. We've got all kinds of resources to help them. And the most important thing is that they know we're there for them throughout the entire process.
I can imagine how much one might accumulate. You said it's 65 years they've been
yes.
in the same place. that I could accumulate a lot probably in that amount of time.
Sure. And I think in this particular case, when I asked her if she had things in the basement and the attic and throughout the house, she said, I do, but I don't know what they are. It's been so long. Her husband passed away 13 years ago, and she hasn't looked at any of it, so she's not really sure what she even has. So that's a little more challenging because then they have to know what it is before they can decide what to do with it.
Sure. And that I'm sure brings up a lot of emotions and memories.
Exactly.
And that can take a long, you know, a process to go through.
Exactly.
Well, tell us about the Hidden Gems Resale Shop.
Yes. Hidden Gems is at 9051 Watson Road. We're in Crestwood. As I mentioned earlier, we'll be celebrating our first anniversary on May 1st. It is run about 99% by volunteers. We do have a paid store manager who's there every day during our business hours. But our volunteers have really taken a lot of ownership, and they all have their own specific areas that they like.
Uh-huh.
Some have a passion for what they're doing. We had a count of over 3,000 volunteer hours, and that was actually in the first week of March.
Wow.
That's a whole lot of people giving of themselves. And so we kind of try to make it fun for them.
Sure.
Most everybody that comes in to work will tell you they have fun. They kind of look around for recognition for what they've done. Come look at this. Do you like this? We have some that are good at accessorizing. We have some that like to price the clothing and rearrange them. And then we have some that like to just hang pictures. And they've all got their own little gig.
Now, what types of things, what are some of the best finds at the Hidden Gems
Well,
resale
amazingly,
shop?
If you've ever been to a resale store, I think you'd find that ours is quite unique and that the quality of the items that we receive is just unbelievable. I would say 80% of our donations now are coming from residents or going to be residents, future residents. And although we do get other donations, that's where the bulk of it comes from. We get very nice furniture. Some of it vintage, some of it they call vintage, and I'm not so sure, but it's nice. Lots of nice things in good condition. We have a lot of accessory items. We have office furniture. We have a lot of clothing, jewelry, almost anything you can think of. You never know exactly what you're going to get.
Whatever's in the closet or the attic or the basement.
What they don't know what to do with, we get it, right. And we clean it up and put it out. The comments that we receive are that it's one of the nicest, best organized resale stores that people have seen. And I think that what I'm impressed with is the fact that all of our volunteers are able to keep it that way.
Sure. Your volunteers take ownership of it. As
they
you said
do.
Earlier, they're proud of it, and they invest their time and energy and creativity into it. And,
exactly.
And make it a great place to buy some great furniture, as you said, or clothing, jewelry, a number of things.
Yes. And I think probably the difference in what we have as well is we really monitor our prices. We try to make it affordable.
Very good. So if you're looking to redecorate a living room or a family room or just finished out that basement and you need some furniture for that family room, the basement, great place to check it out.
Yes, I keep saying that we need to teach people that they need to decorate resale, not retail.
Very good. Very good. Now, what are you mentioned the location here in Crestwood, not too far from where we're located here in the St. Louis area. And what are the hours?
We're open from 9 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday, and we're, a lot of people don't know the name of the shopping center, so it doesn't matter to say that, really, it confuses people, but it's right behind Applebee's.
Okay.
And it's on the same side of the street as the old Crestwood Mall, and there is also an Ace Hardware in the shopping center, and we're right next door to United Parcel.
All right, so very good, located on Watson Road in Crestwood.
Right.
And you mentioned earlier that residents or new residents or soon-to-be residents are the primary donors, but can other folks donate
as
well?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We pick up every Thursday. We'll pick up items. We go all the way over to Illinois, Glen Carbon area, and people drop things off at the store all the time.
Now, you mentioned earlier that the proceeds from this from the resale shop, Hidden Gems Resale Shop, supports benevolent care.
Yes.
How a little bit more about, I know we've talked about benevolent care before on here, but could you explain just a little bit more about what that does?
Sure. Quite often in the world today, people are outliving their resources of financial support, and we have a benevolent care fund. And so when people are in our communities and they run out of money, we take care of them. And I think I asked yesterday, and I know it was over $6 million last year.
Wow.
Not from our store, but I wish.
You did a great job in sales last year.
Oh, we did, right.
Well, how fun. If I want to see what you might have in store, is there a way to see in advance before, you know, trekking over?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're on Facebook, and we have all of our new items as they come in. We put it up on Facebook. We even have pictures of our warehouse items on Facebook. So we can't put everything in our store. It's only 3,000 square feet. So we have a warehouse space that's almost exactly across the street from our store. We're very fortunate to have found it. It's the same size as our store. So we have quite a few items that don't make it to the store yet, even though we move things daily. Yes, you can go to Facebook and see our entire inventory.
Well, how nice is that? Great deals on furniture, jewelry, clothing. What are some of the best finds that you found so far?
I think the best finds are probably going to be in the furniture area because some of them are so unique and in such good condition. and sometimes wind up being the focal point of a whole room.
Sure. Yeah, I would imagine if many of the donations come from new residents, those who are moving in, maybe they had a family room or a living room, like a formal living room that they just didn't use. It sat unused for a long time because most of their time was spent in a informal family room or a place like that.
Yeah, you can tell a lot of our things have never been used. They almost look brand new, right?
Kitchenwares, things like that
as well?
Yeah,
we do have kitchenware, lots of china. We have dailyware. We have silverware, and then we have all kinds of odds and ends pieces. We recently had one of our activity directors come in and bought, I think it was 7 or 8 cups and saucers that she's going to use for special events within her community because they were mismatched and she liked that. They're all different.
That's a neat idea.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
Now, you mentioned that you have quite a few volunteers. Do you ever, and people can donate, do you ever need more volunteers?
We're always looking for volunteers, yes. Yeah, we just suffered a little bit because a lot of our volunteers go south for the winter. And they're starting to fly back now, but yes, we can always use volunteers.
So during the winter, when it's dark and gloomy out and you want to get out and do something to help others,
right,
you can come volunteer at the Hidden Gems resale
exactly.
shop. And that's a great idea as well. Now, you said all your winter snowbirds are coming back home, so you're going to have a little more help for the summer,
right.
Probably.
Exactly.
Stay inside in the air conditioning and get some work.
Exactly.
Now, if someone wants to find out more, you said they can find you on Facebook. Any other ways to get in touch?
Yes, they can call the store, which is 314-968-0821.
Okay.
And they can contact me if they would like direct, and that is 636-399-9093. Love to talk to anybody.
Very good. And the location again, the Hidden Gems Resale Shop is located at 9051 Watson Road here in Crestwood, Missouri, open Tuesday through Saturday. What are the hours again?
From 9 to 4.
9 to 4. And you can check it out. You can donate. Are there specific hours for donations? If
no.
someone wants to donate, do
Not
they
Not unless
need to
it's something really large. If they
okay.
want to bring something by that's really large, they need to call and make sure there's somebody there that can help get it in the store.
Very good. Well, that just sounds like a great way to get some goods. As we were saying earlier, if you're finishing out the basement, need some new furniture, lightly used furniture or clothes, kitchenwares, jewelry, all those things, you can check it out at the Hidden Gems Resale Shop from Lutheran Senior Services, which supports the proceeds then go to Benevolent Care, which helps those who outlive their resources can stay longer there in the communities at Lutheran Senior Services. We've been talking with Joy Brothers. She's Director of Lutheran Senior Services Move-In Resources and the Hidden Gems Resale Shop. Joy, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's a lot of fun. Now I'm sure my wife was listening and is now going to go pick out some furniture probably
Great.
Today.
We'll be ready.
We just don't have room for it yet. We've got to make some more room for it. Well, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the Daily Lectionary with Pastor Dave Weber from Peace Lutheran Church, our Peace in Christ Lutheran Church in Walkersville, Maryland. Listeners, I hope you can stick around for that conversation as we continue your morning with the Word of God and prayer right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.